Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To grace you with our presence, or perhaps vice versa, you're here to grace us with your presence. And we have lots of presents for you, some of them good, some of them some of them not so good. Straight talk from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our creative process is pretty simple. We look at what's going around in terms of events in your backyard and around the country, around the world, the issues of the day, and what people are on top of some of these things. Good news as we start the hour is that more and more companies that are American companies are moving their production and manufacturing facility back home. Now, is it because they don't like the Chinese, or is it because of the pandemic, because of supply chain snarls, insufficient production abroad, a huge incentive to set up shop here in the United States? That's a good thing.
Yeah, isn't there a nice tax break now?
Yes, yeah. Well, there should have been a long time ago. That's one of the reasons. I think PR is another one. And the pandemic is a third, because people are, you know, they're coming back because the companies are saying, you got to come back, and much anything else. And so that has brought some people back as well, I think. I look around still, though, and find myself frustrated because I can't find things. I told you the story of looking for a dishwasher. It's not that KitchenAid isn't the best brand. In my experience, it is. But finding one, Americans, I guess maybe that's the good thing. Americans are looking for American products, so they're eating up, they're gobbling up, they're buying up the things that are made in America. That's why it was hard to find a KitchenAid dishwasher, because people have a conscience. Not everybody, but people. And I wonder whether it's an age thing. Would you go out of your way if you needed a new dishwasher or any appliance or anything to find something that wasn't made in China? Would you do that, Jay? Have you done that?
No.
You wouldn't do that?
Not really. I, on the smaller scale of things, I do. I try to make sure things are American-made. But when it comes to the big appliances, I will want what works the best.
Well, you know, in finding, well, I guess the question
top
is
reviews and all of that stuff, whatever is just easier to grab. Because typically, I know you're going through this stuff with the dishwasher, but when somebody needs a new dishwasher, it's because their old one already pooped out. And
right.
There's not really, you know, you want something and you want something yesterday.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I needed something. Well, I didn't need some. Mine was the KitchenAid I had was, 43 years old. And it didn't poop out. It just wasn't washing the dishes as well as it might have. And so it wasn't like it stopped. It still worked, but it didn't work to my satisfaction. So I didn't have to have something immediately, but I
so
just
felt like
there
was a little bit more time to do the research to buy something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
well, I didn't have
sense.
To do the research. I just had to go someplace where there was one in order to have what I wanted. I had to go around. You go to Best Buy and you get these fat punks that give you nothing. But I don't even know why I go to Best Buy anymore. They're just a bunch of punks. These kids, I've gone up in this tube before, so I'm not going to do it again. But down to
you don't
basic.
Have good service. You don't have good customer service where you live.
No,
goodness,
I don't have good customer. I have attitude. Every place you go, you got an attitude. And where you go to not do the work that I had done on the house this last month or so, all of the people that worked were not Americans. There wasn't one American. They were Brazilians for the most part, and that's because there's nobody around to do the work. You look around, I know people who run businesses, but these businesses now aren't even being run by Americans. And that may, some people say, oh, that's horribly racist or whatever it is. Nah, it's not really. It's a fact. It just is what it is. And what I find it, where are all the Americans? Where'd they go? How come they're not doing this kind of work anymore? What the heck are they doing? If the unemployment rate is 3.5%, then where'd they all go? Like, remember the old song, Where Have All the Flowers Gone? Where have all the workers gone? Long time past. Where are they?
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
You don't know that one? Where Have All the Flowers Gone was the original song. I just changed the lyric line a little bit. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time. That was a Peter, Paul, and Mary song. But then that dates me probably, you know. Well, do you like any Peter, Paul, and Mary stuff?
I can't name one. Wait, was that Puff the Magic Dragon? Puff, did they sing that one?
Yes, they did.
Oh, thank you, Saved by the Bell, for that one. I knew that.
In the old days, McFadden would have teased me about that because it's a drug song. So he says, I say it's about a nice little, just a nice little friend, that an imaginary friend that some youngster has. See, that's how I look at things. But according to many people,
that's one of the things, I'm a drug mule. Well, yeah, that's one of the cool things about music. Aside from having the songwriter, performer, who is the songwriter, say, like, no, this is where the inspiration came from. But when you listen to so many songs, depending on what mood you're in or what you're going through, you can always take something different.
Yeah, right. You can hear something different, feel something different, sense something different. Speaking of drug mules, Cameron Diaz has been interviewed as she gets back sort of into the work mode. And she says in a recent interview that she believed she was a drug mule when she was starting her modeling career. She she was living in a Paris apartment, and she was a catalog model. She had done some work in California, and then she moved over there because apparently the modeling business was better. But she suspects that the only modeling job that she got was actually to cover for transporting drugs.
She
couldn't get her job here, so she went to Paris. And she couldn't book a job, so she got one job. It was to go to Morocco and do a personal sort of appearance.
I saw this. They gave her a suitcase, a locked suitcase that had, quote, she was told there were costumes in it.
Yeah.
But she never was able to look inside the suitcase, and she had to give the suitcase to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, it's good that she's back, and we probably
and
all have
before
our
before the day of TSA and back
slippers.
When you could still see people at the the gate.
Yeah, they come right to the gate. Yeah, exactly. 14 after the hour. It's July 11th. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In a minute, the story of a mass shooting. Here we go. At least it wasn't in our country. It was down in South Africa. Details following these announcements.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were yelling at another car while driving, let me say it again.
You need to calm down.
Yelling is just making everyone as stressed out as you are and letting them all know that you definitely aren't trying to save with Progressive Snapshot. And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't yelling at another car, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
All right, 15 past the hour. So, the story of the people who died at a bar in South Africa. This is the, you look at the things we, again, are criticizing ourselves, but the world has gone mad. There's stuff like this all over the place. There were a group of men armed with rifles, who entered this bar.
Yes, rifles and pistols.
Yeah.
It was almost like it was a stand of, you know, it's not always automatic weapons or something, kind of that rhetoric. Mm-hmm. But they haven't been caught. 15 people at least have died. Multiple people are still in the hospital. And this is South Africa, who we were just talking about, what, a couple weeks ago, when a bunch of underage kids were at an underage nightclub celebrating the end of the school year or the semester and all these other things that mysteriously died.
Right. Oh, yeah, I remember that now. Yeah.
Yeah, they're still reeling from that.
I was in Johannesburg for once in my life when Mandela came back into power. And I remember spending a day sort of traveling around that area before I did the interview with Mandela. And this little visit, this is a well-known community, Soweto. It's near Johannesburg. For that era, it was moderately upscale. There's nothing much in Johannesburg that's, well, I haven't been there, so, what, 20 years ago when Mandela came back. But I'm guessing that there's a lot more progress there. It was the end of apartheid, and so there was a lot of the stuff that the whites had was sort of taken, consumed, if you will, by blacks. And there was a lot of anger then, and there were a lot of firearms then, but there wasn't this kind of, I don't remember there being this kind of a slaughter, even though there was huge, huge tension between whites and blacks. It's just, no matter where you go, there's a shooting in New York on Coney Island. Five people were injured, at least nobody was killed there over the weekend. They're trying to figure out who the suspect is. See, it happens when you want to know, it seems that these people are a prominent part of the story, the people who are the shooters. But in this circumstance, they can't seem to figure out who it was.
No.
So, 31-year-old guy, 27-year-old woman, 26-year-old woman, 19-year-old man, 36-year-old...
Yeah, one person is in critical condition, but the rest are stable, listed as stable.
Doesn't it take your breath away at some point?
It's always something.
Yep. All right, so then let's help people who have a bit of a problem with their weight. A reminder about how good Calitrin is, and how healthy it is, and how wonderful it is. I can give you all the superlatives. It works. You want to lose weight? You want to keep it off? This is the all-natural. That's why you choose Calitrin, because it's the healthy way to lose weight. And it gets a grade. The teacher gave it an 86 out of 100, because 86% of the people who get onto this using this tool are successful. Pretty cool, huh? So if you go to toploss.com, which is the website, you can go to Calitrin too, but the Top Loss seems to have more info on it. You get the story of what it is, if you will. It's basically a combination of collagen protein, aloe vera, which is really good for your skin and for your body inside and out, digestive enzymes that complete the body repair. It's a repair kit, if you will, for those who have lost a lot of weight. Maybe you did it fast. Your body doesn't really like it. Likes it, but it doesn't. You know what I mean? It's one of those things. It's good, but it's not that good. You need to make sure that you're giving yourself the things. When you lose weight quickly, it has an impact on your musculature, on your joints, and all that other stuff. And this is a wonderful combination that has been proven to put all the pieces back together again. So let's quickly break down all of the ins and outs of some of the drug stuff that's around it will help you lose weight, and then the natural way. Your body likes the natural way, so help yourself. Go to toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G. You buy three, you get three free. That's a good start, right? At Calitrin, their business is to help you lose weight. 21 after the hour.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here we are, 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and Dugger are going over now the trending items. I want to know what is going on with Carlos Santana. We were talking about him last week and how he was he had a problem because he collapsed. So we'll get an update on that right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so let's update, Jay, if we can, for folks that are fans of Carlos Santana, what has happened. He collapsed on stage last week.
Yeah, in Michigan, and it was reported that he was overcome by heat exhaustion and dehydration, but is otherwise reportedly doing well. Now, he is pushing back 6 of his shows from his Miraculous Supernatural 2022 tour with Earth, Wind, and Fire out of just an abundance of caution for his health. Doctors have been saying that he's okay, but it's in his best interest to make sure he is fully recovered before hitting the road again. So many people will never let themselves fully recover. They just kind of are like, okay, I'm good enough. Let's get back out there. So doctors have urged him, you know, recuperate fully and then you can get back out on the road. So he is abiding by that. Pushed 6 shows back and he will still honor those shows, those stops.
One of the things that was apparent with him early on, and I don't think it's a surprise, and he certainly is not unique in this, but there was a drug culture around when he started. He started music about the same time, actually, I started as a disc jockey in the 60s. And he, you know, there were always lots of laughs about not only him, but you know, every group you can think of, whether it was Chicago. It was, you know, the Beatles had that reputation a little bit. Certainly the Rolling Stones did. As a matter of fact, there are those who think that the reason the Rolling Stones are called the Rolling Stones has nothing to do with stones. It has to do with other things that stone applies to or stones applied to. At any rate, the drug culture takes its toll. Not necessarily when you're younger, but you know, you look at people as they age and they have this look to them. Look at every member of the Stones. They all look like they barely can walk.
There's definitely like a hard-lived
look,
kind of look. But then there's also that the 27 Club of a lot of young artists or young celebrities who don't make it past the age of 27.
Jim Morrison.
Sometimes it's an accident or
Janis Joplin.
Like that, but a lot of times it's drug-related.
Jimi Hendrix, right? Those are three examples of that, and they all... I was never a fan of Janis Joplin, nor was I a fan of Jimi Hendrix, but I always thought that Jimi Morrison had something really special. His voice, his ability to put lyrics together, you know, that kind of stuff. He really had a great imagination. The stories that he told, the Doors stories, the music, they were great. But there were plenty of people who said the reason he could tell the stories is because he was drugged out and his imagination went wild. So maybe that was was part of the factor, if you will. So anyway, hold a good thought for Carlos Santana if you're a fan. And it's a good thing that he's doing better. 28 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
In the Know, I'm Mariah Hopperman. Brian Moody, executive editor for Kelley Blue Book, has tips for your next road trip.
Gas prices remain high but seem more palatable to many travelers compared with the climbing cost of airfare. As you hit the road this summer, a little prep can help ensure a smooth vacation. Make sure your car is up to date with service and maintenance and stock the car with essentials like phone chargers, a first aid kit, water, and snacks.
Avoid driving during rush hours and plan to avoid peak traffic times on weekends and holidays.
For safety's sake, keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Avoid multitasking by putting a passenger in charge of navigation and music. Check your vehicle's tire pressure, wiper blades, fluid levels, lights, and air conditioning. And pack masks. Due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, you may need them in some places you visit. And always buckle up.
For more summer road trip tips, visit KBB.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Sunday encouraged Americans to keep protesting the Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe, as a large number of Americans approve of states making abortion laws in an effort to save the lives of babies. Biden is ready to make the issue a public health emergency, again relying on executive order.
Keep protesting, because keep making your point. It's critically important. We can do a lot of things to accommodate the rights of women in the meantime, but fundamentally the only thing that's going to change this is if we have a national law.
President Biden will host an event today marking the passage of the most significant federal gun legislation in nearly 30 years and calling on Congress to do more to reduce firearm violence that will only hinder law-abiding Americans. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is opening its 37th probe into a Tesla crash after a deadly car accident. A California couple died Wednesday when the Tesla they were driving on a Florida interstate exited for an unknown reason. The car then rear-ended an 18-wheeler in a Walmart parking lot, killing the 66-year-old female driver and 67-year-old male passenger. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey is continuing to support police.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey has signed off on a law that restricts how the public can record police officers. The law makes it a misdemeanor to knowingly record officers 8 feet or closer without the officer's permission. David Lloyd is with the First Amendment Center. He spoke with News Nation.
That is a content-based restriction on speech. It specifically targets video recording of law enforcement activity. It does not say you may not approach within 8 feet for any purpose. It says you may not approach within 8 feet for the purpose of making a video record.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A Marvel superhero is a new box office star in North America. Thor: Love and Thunder earned $143 million in its opening weekend at theaters in the United States and Canada. This is the third biggest opening of the year behind Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness and Jurassic World Domination. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Birthday to Mike Tarno and Taylor Hall having a birthday today. If you're having a birthday, our best wishes to you and to the people that are celebrating with you. It's not good to have a birthday. I've had birthdays by myself, and it's no fun, right? Have you had any birthdays? Have you ever had a birthday by yourself with no one around?
Yeah, I have. They're not the best, but they're not the worst. I like to be alone.
Me too.
I find a lot of comfort in solitude.
Yep. Okay. Well, listen, you can go to, remember Superman had the island of fortitude, was something it was called. It was the island of solitude or something. That's where he went when he wanted to be alone. So now you have the fortress of solitude. That's what it was. All right.
All those
of you,
walls built up.
Superman. Right. Exactly. So it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I are here to celebrate the day with you. And here's some good news to celebrate. There's a company called Tata Chemicals. I'm going to guess. I don't know, but I'm going to guess. Tata is an Indian company run by a fellow, the Tata family, but the father's name is Rata. Rata Tata. And I'm not pulling your leg, that's true. And they have become, they have a huge industrial complex, Tata Industries. Chemical is one of them. They own the largest manufacturer of automobiles in India. Matter of fact, they're buying other international brands. They own Range Rover. and they have for the, they bought Range Rover from Ford, this is almost 10 years ago now, and they've upgraded the brand to a very, very profitable business. So I wonder if this chemical thing is going to be the same thing, Jay. They opened the first industrial-scale carbon capture. So there's somebody there is thinking.
Cool.
Yeah, it is. Right. Somebody, this is a milestone in the race to, at least over in Europe, get the net zero target met. Captures 40,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide a year, which is 20,000 cars. It create all of that. I wonder if they're going to put it into the cars. I wonder if they'll use the system in the cars that they're making. Huh. That's very interesting.
That'd be interesting. Yeah. Well, and what they're doing with this almost like turning it into a baking soda kind of situation.
Yeah.
That can be then used to help
make
people
a cake.
people who are living with kidney disease. And it'll also be used in essential items like making glass and washing detergents and pharmaceutical products and even in water purification.
Yeah. But I was meaning, baking powder is baking soda is used in making cakes, right?
Yeah.
If you're making from scratch.
I always get confused between the difference, the baking powder and baking soda. Isn't baking powder will fluff it up and baking soda does something else?
I am not an expert when it comes to baking, but I'm sure somebody listening knows, and you will reply to our request at Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. What's the difference between baking soda? Soda, good, Doug. There's my New England comment. Baking soda. Baking soda and baking powder.
I do know baking soda is the one people will put in their
refrigerator. Get rid of the stink. Yeah, right, exactly. After a while, it wears out, though. You can't. Doesn't it lose its impact? You leave a box open after a while.
I believe so, because it could only absorb so much.
Right. And then can you use it for...
Kind of like,
Can you use it for its original intention, or you have to toss it?
I would think that whatever it absorbs, it would take on that taste. Because have you ever left something open, and it kind of takes on some of that?
All the time?
Or something? Yeah. And it'll take on that taste as well.
All right. I have a pot of open soup that I made over the weekend that I could smell this morning as I opened the refrigerator door. Yeah. So that happens all the time. So anyway, the idea here is to neutralize the impact of carbon and not to say there's a continuing debate about the people, the environmental people who worship at the altar. That's what I call it, of climate change. There's no doubt that we have impact. I go back to, not that I don't want us to continue to do the good work that we're doing so that the air we breathe is better, because there's less oxygen in the air now than there used to be because of all the things that are being spewed into the air. But also, I go back to that report that we first talked about last month. Remember the NOAA report, the government studying what the planet was like 4 million years ago?
The emissions are back to what they were over 4 million years ago.
4 million years ago, yeah, right. So I'm not losing a whole lot of sleep about it, but I do think it's part of our consciousness. So I look at the approval process that's going on for a huge oil drilling project on the North Slope of Alaska. The Biden administration over the weekend signaled that they were going to approve. Now, it's about time, I say, and many other people say the same thing, because we are also, in that same breath, selling, listen to this, last month, so I'm not trying to negate the good stuff that the Biden people are doing when it comes to this project. It's known as Willow, by the way, located in the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska, supposedly is going to come up with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of barrels a day. And there's tons of it. And so the environmental people say that this 180,000 barrels of crude oil a day will emit 278 million metric tons of carbon dioxide. So what? We got to get oil. We can't just stop. So their comment is irrelevant. It means nothing. It doesn't have any power. You want to not do it? So what do you want? Us to stop producing things? We're not ready to go electric yet. We're not ready. And even the electric produces CO2. You buy an electric car, the amount of money, or excuse me, the amount of CO2 that goes back into the atmosphere because you have an electric car that's using electricity from a plant that is using carbon to produce electricity, you're kidding yourself. You want to buy...
Our expert friend, our auto expert friend,
Nick Miles,
who always joins on Friday, and he's talked about this numerous times.
Yeah, it's
about
a joke.
About how the intention to drive electric cars for you know, goodness of the earth is just so disassociated with what it actually takes to create those vehicles.
And isn't it amazing how something like this come? People just lockstep. You can see how people are easily fooled by this movement to buy an electric car to save the planet. It doesn't save a damn thing at the moment. Down the road, yeah. And it's I find it obtuse, frankly, people who think, you know, how many stories have you heard of people crossing the desert and they keep their fingers crossed that they're going to get across to a charging station and they don't. So they call the tow truck. The electric car business in the Southwest has been great for the tow truck industry because people buy the dozens every day, apparently, on the interstates. They run out of juice. And there if you haven't driven from El Paso, Texas, to Victorville, California, you have never experienced there are some places where it's 100 or more miles between a filling station. So if you don't get gasoline in your car, there's one place I remember stopping in the middle of the desert. There was no power. They had their own diesel generator, and they were selling gas for twice what everybody else was selling it for. But because they knew that people are funny like that, I can make it. I can make it. I can almost make it. And so they have this one little place in the middle of the desert that you can fuel up. Cost of gas everywhere else at that time, I remember, it was like $2.93. You paid them $5 a gallon. I'm sure that they're charging $10 a gallon now. But it's again, back to the main source of conversation, and that's the whole business about getting this thing started. There are 5 drill sites. There's a processing facility. There are hundreds of miles of pipelines, 40 miles of new roads, 7 bridges, an airstrip, a gravel mine, all of this stuff. Now the environmentalists are upset about the polar bears and the caribou and the migratory birds that may be harmed by all of this. They're going to be harmed by it all. That was the big ruse when they put the pipeline. I remember the first Alaska pipeline. I went up there with 4 or 5 tacos in the 1990s. And I remember being in a helicopter, and we went up and down the pipeline. And I'm trying to remember who it was that sponsored the trip. It was an oil company. There was no question about that. And they were trying to make things look good. But I remember seeing all of the elk and the caribou who live under the pipeline because it's warmer. The oil is warm, and therefore it emits warmth. And so the animals live. It's better for the habitat, at least for the survival of the moose and the caribou and that sort of thing, because it's warm. But also, as target practice, there's every single day, I don't know if it still goes on, but I remember them telling us at the time that every single day there were the locals using the pipeline for target practice. And they'd shoot holes in it, and they would leak oil, and they'd have to send somebody out to plug up the leak. It was like sport. You know,
that sounds like a TV show.
Yeah, it's right, yeah. Take aim and fire. So that's anyway, I think it's good news. I'm happy that they're doing that in league. You know, the other thing, the carbon stuff. Now, there was one other thing that I saw about the Biden environmental group, what they wanted to get people to do, and I've forgotten now. I got to go do a little quick research. In a moment, speaking of that, Top Gun the movie mirrors real life. Story behind that story after this.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were looking at your phone while driving, let me say it again.
Seriously, put down your phone. That is so unsafe. If you didn't do stuff like use your phone while driving, you could save money with Progressive Snapshot. But saving or not, just put it down.
And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't looking at your phone, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. and that's why we call it Cashback Match. Now to recap and say cashback one more time. We match all the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
All right, 46 after the hour. The Top Gun movie. Have you seen Top Gun? You like to go to the movies like I do.
I haven't seen the new one. I think I've seen the original such a long time ago. It's not my cup of tea, but I definitely understand why people like it.
Yeah, all right. So I thought it was a great movie, Frank. One of the best movies I've seen for a lot of different reasons. Good story, kind of exciting, all the things that have made it as successful as it has been. And one of the things is that it depicts the destruction of a plant in an unnamed country doing what the Iranians have been discovered doing. And one wonders if that wasn't part of the inspiration, or at least, okay, we can figure they're doing that, but they don't name the country anyway in Top Gun. But behind that story, Iran, over the weekend, international whatever group it is that monitors these sorts of things has found out that the Iranians have started to enrich uranium, and they're not supposed to be. They've got an underground facility that was, again, kind of like what the movie Top Gun has depicted. It's the most reactor set up in the Middle East. It's very sophisticated, probably built with help from the Russians and the Chinese, of course.
That's super terrifying.
Oh, my God, these people. What the hell do they think they're going to... They're so out of touch. You know, as soon as it looks like there's any kind of production there, the Israelis will bomb the hell out of it. And, you know, and the Iranians will have no defense. So what part of the deal that was signed with Obama, wasn't it that it allowed the Iranians to do a certain amount of something or other with regard to, nobody understood why anybody would give them permission to work on uranium. And then Trump, I think, canceled it, the agreement. I don't know. It's been a mishmash of stuff. But the reactors that have 20% of the fuel being uranium, that's for research, supposedly. That's what they say. But you get up to 25% or more, then it becomes weapons grade. Up to 90%, it needs to be. So, but why do they need to be doing it at all?
Yeah,
this is the question.
What's the purpose?
Yeah.
For anyone.
Other than an up yours to America and to the West. So Joe Biden's going to the Middle East, I think, this week, doesn't he? That trip start on Wednesday?
I believe so. He seems like he's been busier this past, month and a half?
I think he's trying to...
Than he has been for most of the year.
Yeah, he's trying to... There's a lot of angry protesting going on. The supporters who voted for Biden, I saw something that Deborah Messing said over the weekend. Did you see that? She said she voted for Biden, but she wishes she could find somebody better to support. Kind of a lot of that going on. 10 before the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Shopping for a good radio program, you have found it. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, if I do say so myself, on top of most everything that's going on that will affect you in your life, 53 after the hour, such is the case with the farm, food, and family here, Jay. The fact that we are celebrating blueberries as much as we have been. It was National Blueberry Day, I think, one day last week. Blueberry Muffin Day, all that good stuff. I just know over the weekend at the farmer's market at my farm, we sold as many blueberries as we ever, ever have. And it was the first week of fresh, local, native corn. And we sold bushels and bushels and bushels because people love. There's nothing better in the summertime, right, to celebrate summertime than eating a good ear or two or three or four corn on the cob, right, with blueberry on your ice cream, right? Blueberries on top of vanilla ice cream. Maybe you have something else, the corn or the hamburger.
Any kind of vegetable fresh from the farm or backyard, your local farmer's market. It's just so delicious.
Here's another reason to do that, as we extol the value and the virtue of buying from your local farmer. There has been a scientific expose. Scientists, researchers are studying meat, milk, and meat, and the way animals live. And there have been some pretty unsettling discoveries that we're going to get to right after this.
American Heart Association Health Beat. I'm Mariah Hopperman. About 90% of people who suffer out-of-hospital cardiac arrest die. But CPR, especially if performed immediately, could double or triple a cardiac arrest victim's chance of survival. First Officer Matthew Clark suffered a cardiac arrest during a flight he was piloting.
I was incredibly fortunate to go into cardiac arrest around colleagues trained in CPR and the use of AEDs who were confident enough to use them.
Only about 40% of people who experience an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest receive the immediate help that they need before professional help arrives.
About 50% of people can locate an automated defibrillator, or AED, at work. Learn CPR and learn how to use an AED so you can help save a life in an emergency.
Find out where you can learn how to use an AED and learn how to do CPR at cpr.heart.org.
All right, so this looks like it goes even further than the animals that produce the meat. Looks like this research has been done on humans as well as to what they're finding in your bloodstream, maybe not in yours, but in people that are eating meat, milk, other things that come from animals that have microplastics, fish as well, lots of microplastics, those little pellets that are in, these are the damaging things are, what do they call those things in beauty, the stuff that you put cream on your face, those little teeny weensy...
Peptides?
No, there's a little plastic.
Oh, like in scrubs?
Box. Yeah, I guess so. I don't know, but I know they're bad. These microplastics are getting into our food, and this is why the material end up in our bodies, right? You eat the stuff that has the fish or the meat, that they've eaten the plastic, and it stays in their blood system, so it's going to be part of what we eat.
And it's coming from what they're eating. These researchers in Amsterdam, they did this earlier in the year on humans and found all of these plastics in human blood, and they were kind of like, where is this coming from? And it's not just staying in the blood. It can travel around and actually clog arteries and all of that.
It gets into your lymph nodes. It gets into all the organs, your kidney and your liver
it's
and stuff like that.
Absolutely. So then it went further into, okay, well, how is this happening? What are people consuming? And, it's in meat. It's in milk.
I want to make an observation.
Farm animals.
Yeah, I want to make an observation. All of the environmental yayas who don't want to have an oil pipeline or whatever it is, that's basically better than what the options are for not drilling more oil. Okay, so that's A. B, if you want to really protest, or you want to do something to help people now, you get on board with the production of there are a lot more plastics that are being made that are you can put them through a biodigester, even a compost pile, go away. There still is plenty. Most of the plastics today is not, you can't destroy it. It's there and it's there. So no matter what,
finding their way into the animal feed.
Right, exactly. So that's the thing that those who joined the Plastic Soup Foundation, they started a petition to enforce the measures to keep farm animals plastic free. Work on that. All right, word to the wise, 59 after the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.